Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus, praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't want no
We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it.
Now we need you now.
Pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream, this is everything, everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more, somewhere I can feel faith, and in my holy war.
The pressure, not blessings. Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? Whoa. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Hey. Don't have much friend to fight, so I look to the light. Whoa. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. Oh, no. Cause I look to the light.
If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will field their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. They don't know. Foot on the devil's neck to the drift at Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the ooh, I've been bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia. You can't see her. You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail.
You better put some clothes on. I ain't going nowhere with you like that.
Every nigga in the club be trying to swoop her up. That's why I don't like taking her nowhere. Cause I'll start to spaz out.
Calling you out.
Like why the fuck you wear that to the club?
You know that ain't me, girl, no lie.
That never was the plan. Never wanted to be the jealous man. See, I always was a player. Never was a saver. Now the shoe is on the other foot. I know I got it
bad. All the fellas speak, yeah. Beep, beep.
Everybody says that I'm a lucky man, but when you're by yourself, they're reaching for your hand. What's your name, where you from, where you going, can I come? But you just too blind to see.
When you run the
You are now tuned into BZNZ Internet Talk Radio, where the relationship talk is the conversation that never sleeps and the payoff is never cheap.
That's right. The payoff is never cheap. We got to really focus in on that because we must have these conversations in dating and relationship so that the payoff will mean something, so that you will even receive a payoff. If you're not working through the work, how do you expect to get through the tunnel if you're not going to work through? Hello? Come on now. You have to work through. You have to work through. Not avoid, not lie to yourself. I'll tell you that you got your stuff together when at the end of the day, no you don't. No you don't. Come on out. We're going to talk tonight. You cannot just come in here and say, you just cannot come to me and talk about everything I need to work on. But we get over to you. You say that you cool. You got everything together. That is the most narcissistic thing ever you could do. Most passive-aggressive narcissistic thing you could ever do. Okay? You put everything on me. Say that this is what I need to do. But you got a whole laundry list of things that you need to do. You talking about working through conflict, working through the drama, working through the negativity, trying to have these conversations so that we can grow, so that you can grow as an individual, and you can grow, then you and your relationship can grow as a unit, working through. Y'all ain't ready for that, huh? Come on, y'all, you can talk to me. Chat room is open. I ain't blocked nobody yet, which you can get blocked. You can get blocked in here, or you get put on timeout. Either one. It's possible you can get both. But, you know, I ain't going to worry about no chat room, nobody coming in the chat room talking crazy tonight. I ain't going to worry about that. Although we're going to hit some topics before we get to our main topic, we're going to hit some topics that people are probably going to have adverse reactions to. And honestly, that's something that I can't change for you. That's something that I'm not responsible for. You have adverse reactions, guess what? That's on you. All right, please subscribe if you are new to the podcast, the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. Please go on our YouTube page, BZNZ Talk, and please subscribe. What they say, it only goes up from here. That is exactly what's getting ready to happen. It's going to go up from here. Let me turn this air off because it's about to get hot. It's going to get hot and steamy. Also, tonight, remember to take your vitamins. Remember to take your vitamins. That thing is out there, still out there, affecting people in their bodies. So take your vitamins. Get you some vitamin C. Get you some zinc. Get you some beet powder. Beet roots. And always, without fail, get you some water. Real men drink water for that. Welcome back, Mr. Bill Cosby. Welcome back to society, to Mr. Bill Cosby. Man, I have never seen before in my life so many attorneys, defense attorneys, lead attorneys, prosecutors. I forgot the people that they call that just hang around in the courtroom and look for a case. All public defenders. You know, I've never seen so many of those in my life. But you put something on your storyline about Bill Cosby returning back home, you will see the attorneys. I mean, you just see the attorneys fall in line. But, I mean, nobody had those credentials to put behind their name. So, I'm like, is it, I mean, like, maybe you might want to go and get the credentials before you begin to, do all that trying to convince of me, telling me that the man wasn't guilty. I mean, the man was guilty and all that. Get your stuff together first, okay? Make sure you get that together, all right? So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and do a little bit of reading. We're going to do a little bit of reading. I see my boy Big John in the building. I'll bring in John after I get through reading. Because we want to get to the bottom of this. We want to speak in facts, okay? We want to speak in facts. And before I do, say my heart, prayers go out to all of the victims that has been violated in their life. On this strain, I'm learning, shout out to the lead attorney on YouTube, I'm learning that you cannot use the R word on YouTube. They take down video. So, violation, sexual assault, you use that. Heart and prayers go out to all the ones that have been violated. Okay, that's no funny, no laughing matter. It's a very serious matter. But with that being said, we're going to look at the facts. We're going to do a little bit of reading here tonight. Let me see. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned the incident assault conviction of Bill Cosby on Wednesday and ordered his release from prison after finding that he was denied protection against self-incrimination. The court said that a prosecutor's decision not to charge Cosby, 83, in an earlier case opened the door for him to speak freely in a lawsuit against him, thinking he would not incriminate himself criminally. The second prosecutor later used lawsuit testimony in the common criminal trial. And that testimony was key in his conviction years later. Thing is that from what I know of his testimony is that he said that he gave the ladies the Quaaludes. That's what I know. That's what I know of his testimony. Dwayne. Boy, great. He admitted to the Quaaludes. And as far as I know, that the sex was consensual. If I got it wrong, please let me know. Let's see here. Let's read a little bit more. A second prosecutor later used the lawsuit testimony in the criminal trial. That testimony was key in his conviction years later. That's the problem, is that he had already took the plea deal with the first prosecutor, and said that, okay, I will testify under the notion that I will not, go to jail. I will not be, any of that. I'll go ahead and testify. So that was the deal. After that, case was closed. There was nothing that could be done. But here's what I've been finding out is that when you have money, because essentially that's what this all boils down to is money. When you have money, you can make things shake, you can make things pop. How is it that the next attorney that comes in able to open this case back up and convince a judge to go ahead and convict Mr. Bill Cosby? How is that possible? We've had this conversation many times before anyway, back probably about about three years ago when they was getting ready to put him in jail. So from what I was gathering from the lead attorney, when the lead attorney was covering this on his podcast, is that he was saying that prosecutors is human just like we are, too. They got mortgages, loans, all that. They're trying to get them paid off. And what that means is that they was able to, get to the judge and say, hey, judge, because what makes them a big name prosecutor is if they you know, have a big name that they put in jail. Small names, little names, they ain't getting them nowhere up on the totem pole. Especially the prosecutors trying to run for governor. All facts. Yep, that's all facts, Dwayne. Let me put that in there. They wanted a greater charge. Follow the money, absolutely. The greater charge. So, you know, it was who gives a damn if he, you know, said that if he made a deal with the prosecutor that he would not be prosecuted, he would not have to go to jail. Who gives a damn? So that's what happens. Money rules the world. And this is what everybody needs to pay attention to when you go voting locally for your judges. See if these judges stand for. See if they, you know, they want to don't be willing to open their case back up. Check them out. See if they willing to do that. If they that type of judge, you don't want that person as no judge. You don't want that person as no prosecutor. But that's the same as a prosecutor. They get voted in too. They get voted in too. So, you know, if they want to get their mortgage and all that paid off during their time or they run as prosecutor, they're trying to get all that paid off. So whatever they can get to as far as the money, that's where they're going. All right, we're done with that. Now here's something. We done with that one, so let me stop that. I want to read something else that also got me. I might even play a clip from the lead attorney page. Let me share this over here. Share. Let's see what we got going on here. This is interesting, though. This is interesting to me. It says, two of Bill Cosby's accusers are afraid he didn't learn any lessons in prison. With his conviction overturned and released in the works, they still think he is dangerous. Stop right there. Okay. We talking about a man that is legally blind. We are talking about a man that can barely walk. Dangerous? Man that's 83 years old. He's dangerous? I don't even want to read no more. But I mean, you know what? I think I will. Sammy Mays, who claims Cosby drugs and sexually assaulted her in the 1980s, tells TMZ has released a disrespectful and despicable Andrew Constant, accused in his trial. Mays thinks Cosby is anything but reformed after serving more than 2 years of a 10-year sentence. I'm off, man. I'm going to tell you throughout this whole thing now, what's really bad is during this whole time when they was putting them in jail, some of our black women said some really, you know, hurtful things that kind of bugged me a little bit, like, and they always kind of saying the same thing. A lot of black women, I wish I could have screenshot some of this, but they were saying they hope some be burned and die in hell, die in jail. Now, I say this, if this was true, then okay, that statement would be a problem. But here is the thing. We're talking about a situation that happened in the 1950s and 60s. Oh, no, 60s, 70s, and even 80s. For the most part, a lot of us wasn't even born back in the 60s and 70s. Also, for the most part, even if we was born in the 60s and 70s, here's the question. Were we flies on the wall during that encounter? Here's another question. Were we there to actually see this happen, to therefore have facts and knowledge that it happened? Here's some more questions. Okay, with the ladies that came forth, 30, 40, 50 years, ago. Where was the sample? Where was the hair sample? Where was the blood sample? Where was all this? There was no recollection or collection of any of these samples that proved that backs up what these ladies were saying. We want to get on the legal system and talk about court. That's what this is all about. It's about what can you prove. And basically, it was just going off with, you know, feelings. And some news articles reported that these women was paid actors to just come and say this. All right, we bring John in. I hope John ready. What up, John? Man, not much, man. Yeah. That's why they took it to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. They took it to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, and then they was like, oh, hell no, we got to get them up out of there. Right. Right, Ed. Yeah, that's why I said, hey, you know, my heart and prayers go out to the ones that have been violated like this, but we wanna deal with the facts over here on this situation. Dwayne, he makes a great point. Let me pull him up. He makes a great point, you know. They better hope their judgment is on point, because if the females lie, God knows, and the naysayers along with the women will be judged. Absolutely. And that's the thing, because when you talk about real, you live in a world that when you say anything about the R word, you know, being sexually violent, and, you know, and if you're not telling, even if you're not telling the truth and the person is found not guilty, you know what, that stigma still is attached to your name. Even if your name been cleared, it's still attached, which means that you just really ruined somebody's life, the rest of their life on earth. You have just ruined their life. So that's why you can't play around with stuff like that. You cannot play around with labels like that, because once they go to court and all that, and you can, once you go to the cop, really, and you file that lawsuit, that's public domain. People in the public can go and pull that up, and they can read it. They can do all that. My bad. Yeah, I know Lonzo. Yeah, the Hooper. Yeah, Lonzo. I didn't know he got caught up in that. I mean, I didn't even know he ever got caught up in something like this. Right. Let me bring Jazzy in and see if she want to comment. We're going to go right into the next one. Good evening. Good. Right. Dickinson did. Yeah, he did. He signed a plea deal that he would testify with the first prosecutor. That was back in early 2000. As far as I know, he pled guilty of giving them the drug. But he said that the sex, yeah, he said the sex was consensual. We got D in the phone queue. You on a different number, D. Go ahead, D.
All right, sir. Let me say a little something here. Okay, now. I'm not condoning abusing women. I don't condone that. Because like Michael Jackson said, I'm a lover, not a fighter. Hey, but anyway, I mean, on this bill deal, okay, the first case, you know, when they first tried him, it was hung jury. The
right.
Second case, the second trial, they nailed him. Now, it was agreed. Now, if they gonna slap around anybody, it's agreed by the prosecutor. If you give this deposition, we will not go after criminal charges. Bang. That's the prosecutor's office. That's good, fine, and dandy. Now, these women have spent buku's amount of this man money in a non-disclosure. All right? And
right.
Then they're going to come back and try to hit him up on criminal charges? I mean, that's crazy. That's just flat-out crazy. Then you got... Frankenstein's wife, Janet, the model, who says that he messed with her. Now, I'm going to ask the question to Miss Jazzy with all due respect. Now, don't get me wrong on this. It's just a hypothetical statement. If the guy do something wrong to you the first time and you don't like it, why would you keep going back? You see,
yeah,
now that's my thought pattern. Now, let's look. Okay, now, some of those women are saying, and I call them BW because they just jumped on the bandwagon. Some of those women are saying they wanted him to get them into Hollywood. Okay, let's throw that away. There are other people that are stars that you could have got to give you a hand up in Hollywood. Let's not forget the fact that when all this is supposedly had happened was during the years of the late 50s, 60s, and 70s. This is the love, the flower children, Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion, where everybody in Hollywood, just go on Google down the list, everybody in Hollywood was hanging out at Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion. You did not go there if you wasn't planning on getting drugs and sex. Carmen Electra, she knows about it. And a few of the other old ones know about it. I think this is just an outside observation. If the women did not like it, why'd you go back second time, third time, fourth time? Why would you do that? I mean, anybody on the panel got an answer for that? If you didn't like it the first time,
makes
why'd
no
you
sense.
Keep going back? Now, I'll sit back
no
and
sense.
Listen for an answer, boss.
I mean, I'm going to say it. It makes no sense. That if somebody did something to you the first time that you didn't like, not to go, I mean, to go back to it. Come on. Jazzy, y'all might go. Yeah, some stuff is common sense. Of course. Yeah, it's been a minute since I looked at it. It's been a minute since I looked at it, but yeah, that was a source of stating that they had paid these like paid actors. A lot of these women was paid actors. They had grabbed them off the street. Excuse me to come and testify. Yeah, that was another reason why they had to get him up out of prison. And it was like, we got this man in prison for no damn reason right now, because I mean it was all the way jacked up the way they had him in there. And the thing is, there are some people in this world that deserve to take Bill's place in prison. Here's one face right here. That's one person that deserves to take his place. I'm not gonna speak on the brother right now, but hang on. I'm saying I ain't gonna speak on
boy,
the brother.
Boy, you a dog.
Today,
you a dog.
But go ahead and do your research, and then once you do your research, you're gonna know why I'm saying. I will say this: he pled to a lesser charge, so according to him, his case is closed. Cause that was back in early 20. He was 22, messing around with a 15-year-old. Messing around with a 15-year-old, but he going around now on different shows doubling down about violating the women. So he is a great person to take the place of Bill Cosby. In a minute, I'm going to play a video of a policeman. He needs to take the place of Bill Cosby. I don't have a picture. Say what? Right. At the NFL, well, yeah. But now, I don't
okay.
know about Deshaun Watson, though. I don't know about Deshaun Watson, his case. His case, I don't know. I'm still looking into that because he was getting massages by them women, but they saying that they, what, he was having sex with them? I mean, what's going on?
Hey, now, can I say something there, boss man?
Yeah, go ahead, D.
Well, you know, when you're 300 years old like me, you bump up on a lot of stuff. What about the ex-president that was having sexual interlude with escorts and a gentleman by the name of Hollywood producer out in Cali was being taken care of because he was part of the crew that was bringing these underage girls to the former president? Now, it's in a lot of magazines, and I ain't talking about those trashy magazines, but it's also, you can do the Washington Post, and you can do the New York Times, there was this producer out in Cali, and he had a home in California as well as New York, and he was having these nice parties, and he was also a friend of Jeff Epstein, and you guys' president, y'all's president, was hooking up with these young girls who was wearing makeup and clothing to make them look older than they were when the age, according to these magazines, the New York Times and the Washington Post, these girls was, okay, get ready to hold your shoes, 13, 14, 15 years old.
Well, I'm
and, and you know, like the lady they got in jail now, the lady that they's getting ready to run up on some charges for grooming these girls, she was also partaker of the party life of the rich and famous. I mean, you don't have to take my word for it. Just go ahead and fact check it. Hit the magazine for it.
What lady you talking about? What lady you talking about? They grooming.
The lady that they were quote unquote was looking for, who was living right there on the East Coast under an assumed name, who just happened to be Jeff Epstein's right hand woman that was grooming these teenage girls for these teenage girls for the president. Ex-president, who were seen at several parties with these girls, grabbing them on the hey, and you know, and knocking them off, and you know, his wives knew about it. The former wives knew about it, but they cannot say too much, according to the article I read, because of the non-disclosure statement that they signed, which will cut off the benefits that they're getting now as being his ex-wife.
Wow. Well, I was going to say this, is that the man said before voting day in 2016, he told some young guys that you could just walk up to him and grab him by the pussy. So, if that wasn't enough for anybody to know that this man is a sexual predator, I don't know what to tell. I have no clue what to tell you. Yeah, that didn't let you know that then, because he said it right on camera. Oh,
well, I'm going to take and swizzle down me a Pepsi, but I got a feeling that this lady that they've got supposed to have on the East Coast, something's going to happen where either she's going to get out of jail or they're going to fake her death in jail, so that she can go to the hidden island, you know, the compound that the ex-president bought with, shall I say, laundered money from Russia. Now, he's going to run for office again.
Hey, man,
again
hold on. See, you can't be saying all that.
Well, I can say that because I'm protected under the freedom of speech as well as the brotherhood. But anyway.
Okay. Go ahead.
But anyway, man, I'm going to tell you, this guy is planning on running in 2024. He's going to run. And he's probably get a whole lot of them darker pigmentated people to vote for him like they did last time because he's a celebrity. I'm going to say this and go grab me a Pepsi. The president that he said that he done a lot for, you know, he did more than that president, the one they call Lincoln, the one that supposedly had abolished slavery. Okay, President Lincoln once said, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all of the people all of the time, and I'll drink a Pepsi to that. I'm listening to the show, boss.
All right, okay. You can fool them some of the time, but you can't fool them all of the time. Yeah, okay. Anybody got anything else? What is it? Serious, that's what they gonna call it? You know what, I've been in the gym this week and I've been seeing them on the mic and I seen like little headlines. I ain't really been listening, but seen little headlines talking about do you want him to run again? So I'm like, man, it's real. He really gonna get, go back and throw his head back in there to run. I mean, what you got? What you got on that, Jazzy? You know, I noticed something too, Jazz. You're not slick, Jazz. You know what I'm saying? We trying to have a nice little conversation, but Jazz, you don't think I'm paying attention? Hello. Come on, don't start. I mean, I don't see you. I see a pigmentation of my imagination. Let us pray. Where's DMX when you need him? Anyway, we don't have much time. Let's move on. I'm gonna do my story with the cop, and then we're gonna hurry up and do John's, and then we gotta move. Alright, so when I was talking about somebody that needed that, oh yeah, somebody else put on my name too that should take Bill's spot. That's Cardi B. Okay, Cardi B, she admitted to raping. Oops, I said the R word. She admitted to violating, drugging, and robbing men, okay? She said that the way she would get the men raped, she would have the men come in and think that they was having sex with a woman. And when they turned the light on, it was a man. What they call them, a transvestite. Yep. She said she robbed them, took their money, and she admitted it. Admitted kind of like in a bragging way. So Cardi B, you need to pay up. Pay up. All right, let me see. This video right here. Yep, we're going to play this video right here. This old cop, he need to take Bill Cosby places. Damn. Wow. Yep. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I'm talking about. This poor excuse of a man needs to certainly be in prison. Well, this dude was, you know, hollering, upset about not being able to see his kid. And, yeah, the cops were there to try to, you know, keep the peace. But, homie, you just walked up and just said, how we doing it now? Man. But I do agree with what New Jersey is saying. A lot of like what they're saying. They're saying that, you know, hey, once you get convicted of something like that, you're not going to be able to apply to be no police nowhere else. Because, again, the dude that killed Michael Brown, come on, he went to another precinct. Too many of the cops that killed a lot of our people go to these different precincts and still keep their job. No. Council, what we talk about, council, yeah, they talk about council codes. Yeah, council these cops. Well, you would never be a law enforcement officer ever again, no matter whatever it is. They bring you in, John. Yeah, and they said something about he tried to headbutt him, but it clearly showed he did. Oh yeah, right, exactly. Oh yeah. Right. Like, damn, you ain't learned your lesson yet? Well, somebody I do see that, I don't know if we spoke about this last week, but I'm glad you said that because, hey, 22 and a half years for, you know, the piece of shit that killed George Floyd, but, you know, at least he going to prison, 22 and a half years. How much of those 22 and a half he's going to do? That's another question. He'd do the whole damn thing. Oh. Anything, you got anything on the jacket? Yeah. All right, John, go on with your story. Yeah. sad. That's just sad. Because he had, yeah, his gun was out, yeah. Yeah, I can tell a story. I remember a couple years ago, there's a white guy. I don't know what was on dude's mind, but he kind of like was following me around this store for a minute. And he had this stuff on his hip. I was like, I think I text somebody. I was like, hey, I'm being followed by a race soldier. But for a while, like, he was looking at me. Yeah, you could see him looking at me out the side of his eye, real strange. And then after a while, I went and checked out. And he was taking, cause he was with other people then. He was with them. I was like, well, I wonder what that was about. But yeah, he was looking at me strong, and he had his stuff on his hip. So I'm like, oh, I mean, I look familiar to you or something? Slang, stupid. Right. Mm. Right. Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Let me go to D. There, you got a story to tell. Real quick, D, real quick. Tell your story.
Yeah, man, I'm going to hit this real quick. I'm sorry, Miss Jazzy, I didn't speak to you when I first came on, but how you doing, Miss Jazzy? Big John, you my man. Hey, now, T, I was checking out a news clip the other day, man, and this guy, he was shooting at a cop, okay? He popped the cop. He popped the cop. And the other cops that came on the scene saw a good Samaritan that was out there shooting at the guy that had just shot the cop. And they popped. He popped and killed the good Samaritan because he was trying to get out there and help the cop. So the good Samaritan wound up dead trying to help another police officer. But here's the setup. When you see these guys toting these pistols, now, I'm a reformed street punk. And, you know, after 300 years, you know, I've learned a little bit. You don't show it unless you're going to use it. And if I see you with it and I got crazy things on my mind, I neutralize you before you have a chance to get to yours and neutralize me. That's the way I see it. And a lot of these young guys, and I'll say it to all of them, just walking around packing these things, they trying to show they got it, which means they really don't know how to use it. And since you know Joe Blow is packing a 380 because he got the handle hanging out of his arm, I'm going to take my little 25 that's sitting in my pocket and you don't see it, I'm going to pop you 5-6 times in the head before you get a chance to get yours. Because I know if you get me, I don't have a chance. And
right.
The little brothers, they right. little brothers run around here getting their street market guns with 2 and 3 bodies on it. Hey, to close the political book, you get caught with it. I don't care if you did it or not. You going down for it. And that's
right.
Crazy. That's crazy. Look at the east side, far east side. Guns are running through the far east side just like drinking water. And the bad thing about it, most of the guys that are packing them are under 18. I'm sorry to say, but they under 18. And this 4th of July, God forbid, but I know it's going to happen, somebody's going to get popped off because some of these young guys are running around here immature, not respecting their gun, and some innocent person is going to get hurt. Now, most people that have guns know once you pull that trigger, ain't no such thing as I'm going to reach out there and grab that bullet back. It's going to its target. I'm sorry has never brought anybody back to life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry has never took a bullet wound and healed it. So, you know, a lot of young guys, well, I got the right. They say I can carry a pistol at the age of 18. Now, the Second Amendment, when it said the right to bear arms, they were speaking in terms of civilized bearing arms, not barbarians being a nut and smoking that yazoo, packing a gun because the stuff they cutting it with now makes you violent. So, you know, let me drink my Pepsi real quick, man. I just wanted to tell you guys about this guy. He was it was two individuals. One was shooting at the police officer. He shot the police officer, and the good Samaritan ran out the store to shoot the suspect. And while he was shooting at the suspect, another police came on the scene and took the good Samaritan out. Now, his family dead because he interfered trying to help somebody. If he had let the police did their job, when the police came up on the scene, all he saw was a guy with a pistol, and he took him out. He didn't
right.
take time to find out about the suspect or nothing. And it's the same thing, just like a clip was on YouTube earlier today. A state police and a sheriff was chasing after a guy that just had got through shooting at somebody, and he ran past these two teenagers. And the cops fired 8 shots at this innocent teenager, thinking that he was a suspect. But thank God the little young guy didn't get hit, but they did get the suspect. You see what I'm saying? They got to be more training. You got to be, when you got a pistol, you got to think split second. You got to think split second. You got to be responsible. You can't just shoot at anything that moves. Hey, but y'all got a good show, man. I'm going to bail out now and knock down a Pepsi because my stomach calling for it caffeine. Talk to y'all later.
All right. Appreciate it, bro. I don't know. We're going to get to our topic because now I'm seeing people calling in from strange number. Let me see who this is. Let's see. Area code 434. Go ahead.
Hi, my name's Khalil. I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. One of the things that I noticed is there does need to be some more training with the police, and that we need to, you know, there needs to be some, you know, type of psychological thing with the police officers before they get on the force too, you know. And that
absolutely.
But then you got some of these people who, you got people who do not like the police. I'm not saying everybody that doesn't like the police, but like you got some people who do not like the police, but will defend them when they do something wrong. And see, a lot of these, some of these people that hate the police are not who they portray themselves as. They'll use what they've done wrong, but then they'll actually defend misconduct. And a lot of those people are really phony. They don't actually care. Like, if you look on YouTube a lot, you'll see people who actually go against officers is actually doing their job right. But then, you know, when the officer actually does something wrong, they're either silent or they say that they deserved it.
Right.
And it didn't used to be like that on YouTube.
Right.
You have people
well, thank
that
you, Khalil.
Actually
where,
went
where
in.
You calling from, Khalil?
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Virginia again. That's right, Virginia. Okay. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you for your call. All right. Yeah, that's absolutely facts. People will do that. Absolutely. Let's get into this topic again. We want to talk about are you mature enough? I don't know where Cece even ran off to. Cece said that she was going to chime in today, but that's all right. We'll get to it. Let me get to my – no, I ain't gonna use that one. Let me get to my – that's dependable. That mature. All right. Maturity is the ability to live up to the relationship, to the responsibilities of a love relationship, and this means being dependable. It means keeping your word. It means living in your relationship like your word really means something. Dependable equates with personal integrity. This week we want to talk about going deeper, talking about communication. Communication being one of the biggest downfalls in relationships. And we're going to talk about it a little bit. I got a video that I'm going to play here in a little bit. Man, shout out to Kwame Brown. Man, somebody who they call a busty bus, but now he is busting up all of the machines and all of the go-along, get-along gang rituals. Shout out to Kwame Brown. But we talk about communication in relationships. Are you mature enough? Meaning trying to have a cohesive conversation. And I'm sorry, I don't have my definitions with me today because I know y'all probably want to know some of the definitions of the words. I know I'll have them ready. Trying to have a cohesive conversation with the person that you are in a relationship with, some of that just don't work out. I tried to have that conversation one time and didn't work out. I opened up about something that I rarely even talk to anybody about, like I only told two people, my mother and my sister. But I tell this individual, and guess what happened? I gave chastised and ridiculed, saying it was my fault that I never had a relationship with my father. As if I told God, before he put me in my father's nutsack, I told God to, hey, this is the nutsack I want to be in. So I was able to pick and choose who the hell I wanted to be my father. So therefore, it became my fault as if I did not have a relationship with my father. I dumbed it that, but we talking about we trying to have a conversation. I'm trying to open up to this young lady and tell her about a situation I had trying to reach out to my father's part of the family. And she is placing blame and pointing fingers at me like a mug. And you think you expect me to open up to you anytime after that? Come on now. You expect me to be able to trust you with personal things? Hell to the no. You don't get that no more. You know what you're going to get? Silence. Hey, what's up? How you doing? And we ain't talking about getting no food and fucking. I probably ain't got nothing else to say to you. Ain't that bad? But when you can't be trusted with conversation, but you know what they say. Well, in a relationship, anything goes. No. Some stuff is better off not said. Fact. Some stuff is like, man, you shouldn't even say that. You should have just kept that to yourself. But then I get hit with all of them, my feelings. That's just how I feel. Like, but I know that the grass is green. I know the normal color of grass is always going to be green, so you don't really have to. You ain't really got to share that with me. I know. It's pointless. But we talking about communication tonight. Being able to converse with your significant other. Hello. Let me bring John and Jazzy in for a minute, and then I'm going to play the video. Oh, you dipping out on it. Okay. Come on. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Working on it till you get it right. But, you know, I was told that my logic was really fucked up logic. I was told that plenty of times, too. I don't know, it just got me. I'm like, damn, how my logic this damn fucked up is, and I'm where I'm at in society. I'm where I'm at in life, but my logic is, what is out of this fucking world, okay? Yikes. Mm. Anything else, Jazzy, before we let you go? Absolutely. Right, right, yeah. What did they say? What they say? Better said than done, right? Easier said than done, right? Well, all right, Dad, we holler at you next week. Okay, all right. Yeah, let me play this. Have a good one, Jazzy. Oh, let me see D. I see D up in there. Yo, D, what you got on that, D? Have a
good one, Jazzy. Wow, man. The only thing I can say about that is, you know, if you got significant other or someone that you are involved with and you open up to them, you know, you laying your heart on the line, and they coming back with some crazy stuff like that, I would have to join that club called Get Gone Quick. I'd have to join that club, man, because that person let me know right off the bat they ain't in my corner, so I had to watch out for them Caesar knives in my back. I got to cut out on that.
Right.
All right, boss, what you got to play for us?
All right, I'm about to play this video. Your boy Kwame Brown. He gonna talk about communication in his way. Check it out.
All right, boss. Shut the fuck up.
Thing for real, man. We come on. How the hell are you supposed to have a conversation like that? You say, okay, you gonna shut the fuck up, and I'm gonna talk. All right, when you talk, I'm gonna shut the fuck up. Okay, now we both got that understanding. But you still like, but when it's my time to talk, and I say something that your emotions don't agree with, you gotta butt in. Man, Kwame Brown was right for real. Like then you talking about, well, when you said this, I felt my feelings and emotions was attacked. Them damn things come a dime a dozen. Feelings and emotions come a dime a fucking dozen. You cry when something good happens. You cry when something sad happens. You cry when ain't nothing happening. You just fucking cry. How the fuck do you measure those type of feelings and emotions? Oh, my bad. I know I'm a good customer. Like, my bad. We bring John in. Ah, John. Mama's cooking. Man, shout out to Kwame Brown, man. Man, don't die people. Oh, no, he said we can use this video. Thank you. Shout out to Kwame Brown. Love to have him. Man, he is welcome to come on this platform. If he watching and drop something in the chat, I'll hurry up and send you this the link to get on this platform tonight. Go ahead, John. You say that women, when they're in the presence of men, they got to shut their mouth. Stay silent. Yeah. Well, I know so many women that speak all over their men. I get up and walk away sometimes when they get into it. I get up and walk away because I'm like, this woman just straight up just stepping all over you as a man. Let me get out of here. Right. Yeah, now I'm going to say this. There's a backside. Now, you know what I have to say? There's certain people out of their problem with cutting off. And that's because I picked that up from other people that cut me off all the time. So I'm like, I have to reprogram myself. All right, man, I can't be cutting people off like this. So I had that problem. Then here's another side. I know men that I can't have conversation with because they cut you off, and then, like, I know this one dude, and you know him too, John. Well, he will cut me off in the middle of a sentence, and like, let it be made known that he cut me off and still keep going. But he wanted to know why I don't answer phone calls as much, why I don't answer text messages as much, because, dude, you are a jackass. You always are cutting me off, and I don't want to fuck with you. Seriously, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. Like, bro, like, you clearly seeing me in the middle of a sentence and you just walk right over what I was saying. I don't supposed to respect you as a man. I can't be around you. Anyway, just saying, man, this is the backside. I know men that if you having a conversation with them and you hit nerves with them, they'll cut you off and start acting like a woman in the conversation. I know men like this. So I'm doing that because I know the ladies probably watching, like, oh, I know they ain't just going out like, no, it's men out there that do it too. And that's the sad part. That's the sad part. What do you talking about? Have you ever had a woman say, we are not perfect, but you are wrong and she always right? Most definitely. Plenty of time. Plenty of time. Oh, we ain't, y'all, you ain't all that good. Yo. But I got another video for you, John. This one right here, boy. This that showstopper. Where Dwayne at, man? I'm going to bring Dwayne in. I'm gonna let Dwayne speak on this, because Dwayne, he the one that they told me about it. I didn't even know nothing about this. And this goes right into the conversation. Are you mature enough? How about for the relationship? And this behavior right here that this young lady is speaking of shows zero. Zero maturity for a relationship. Check this out. Yeah, so I don't know the name of that podcast. I wish I did, because I want to see that whole show. Dwayne, her name is Blue Something. I saw an interview with her this weekend, and yeah, she really truly believed that if she's with a man, and he ain't even got to be her husband, but she with a man that's, you know, is giving her all these lavish lifestyle things in her life. And then once it's over, once the relationship is over, is that you're supposed to keep paying it. Where they do that at? What type of lifestyle is this you live in? What type of world is this you live in? Sweetheart, once the rodeo is over, bye-bye. Go back to wherever you came from. You're not living in this loft. You ain't driving this car. It's over. I'm gonna bring you in, Dwayne, on the big screen. Dwayne too good for the big screen. Alright. I'ma bring a bed. I'ma bring a bed over here. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, what up, bro? Hey, you could have sent me that link. I ain't never get that. Did I get the link? I don't think I got it, man.
Nah, hold on, man. I'm about to send it to you, but you can go and keep talking.
Yeah, but anyway, man, good content, man. That's this little show called Hustle Hearted. I came across it, over the weekend, over the last weekend or whatever. And I just know this video. I don't know if Big John's seen it or whatever, but I know this mug was it was like spreading all around through over Instagram, Facebook, just all over social media. And then I messed around and seen clips on YouTube or whatever. But that was an opportunity. Of course, you know, shout out to your boy Kevin Samuels, man. He actually interviewed this young lady, the Fresh and Fit, you know, the Fresh and Fit crew. They talked about it. You know, it was a lot of platforms that was discussing it. But your boy Kevin Samuels got the exclusive to talk to Miss Jasmine or whatever. And I'm not sure where she comes from.
Blue Jasmine. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm believing that she may have an OnlyFans page or something like that. I'm not sure how she actually is even relevant. But, man, to see that video, man, and then to hear what you and John were talking about before, just talking about, because I know some of the ladies, they'll lose their composure a little bit when you talk about the whole silence, you know, before the men and different things like that. When the scripture, to elaborate a little bit on it, that goes to the whole, you know, topic of me talking about women being acting or carrying themselves like stray dogs. And even like when Big John was talking about the fellas and how they've been, you know, moving with the guns and different things like that. And just, you know, the sagging of the pants and different things, you know, that the way that they are carrying themselves. You are getting an opportunity for anybody. One shout out to my boy, Steel Will, put me on. He say, look, you see a stray dog or a dog that's loose, first thing you're looking for is the collar. The collar lets you know if it's actually just a runaway, and you look at that thing like, man, this dog trained. He got a collar. I done came up. Or it's a real stray from birth. You don't want nothing to do with that because that dog going to give you hell, going to give you problems, ain't going to shut up. You know what I'm saying? So this is how you reference it to young men and women today. Because there are women and men that act as if they're straight. They carry themselves like they have no teaching because they have not been taught how to be wives or husbands in the home. They have not been taught how to carry themselves. So when you get back to the whole silence thing of a woman, it goes to what I said to you before. And I'm going to say this and come on the camera. But it goes to the whole thing I just told you before a couple of weeks ago, that the way that a lot of these young ladies move like stray dogs is through the Internet. The Internet is the true competition. Now, I know we said that the simp is the competition of the man today, and it is. But the main competition to the man is that cell phone, that social media. That every time you see a woman holding that phone like it's her lover taking that selfie, and you see in her eyes, she's like, that's a baby. That's the new competition. And so when she's on that wave, when she's on that show, when she's on that program, whatever, when she's looking through that camera, through Instagram or social or Facebook, Twitter, whatever, she is in her mode to move as a stray dog, just attacking every man she possibly can because she knows doggone well she can never stand up to a Big John or a Ty or whoever and just yap, 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 to everybody because she get her tail slapped down. Then by then, now I'm a female. So these women, going back to Bill Cosby, they know how to play the system. Bro. They know
right.
how to take us down because they're not beating us physically. So they got to use these structures to tear us down. But I'm about to use that link, bro. So I'm in the car. I just got off. I'm gonna jump in real quick on the screen, bro. All
right, go ahead, John. I gotta walk away and take a little quick break. But go ahead, John. Rock the mic for a minute. Right. You said you want to know where she got that thinking from. I don't know where they do it at. I think, you know what, I'm gonna tell you, it's the world of it's the new world of make believe, because back in the day when we had Mr. Rogers, the world of make believe was on your TV screen. But now, like what Dwayne was talking about with that phone, the world of make believe is in social media. You know, people have these different type of personas that they wanna pursue when they're on social media. I mean, I know this to be fact. Like, I know plenty of women that holler and cuss me out big time on Facebook, but the crazy part is when I'm out and about and I'm not even looking for some of these women will just come up to me and hug me. Hey, Ty, what are you? I'm like, how you doing? I'm like, who are you? I'm like, what's your name? I'm like, because they look, some of these women, they look different on their profile pic than they do in person. You know, some of them be looking, you know, how they take them. And I ain't trying to go in on y'all women, but you know how some of y'all women take them side poses. Hold on, I'm about to stand up. Hold on. Y'all take the little side poses when y'all stand like this because you want to tuck your gut in. Hold on. Like this, you know. They take them side poses, you know what I mean? They do that. And so now when I see you in person, like, well, damn, are we 5 months, 6 months, 7 months? I mean, pregnant was good. I mean, like, you don't look like you used to look. I mean, like, you look in your profile, you know. I mean, I don't say that to the women. I ain't going to be rude like that. But, you know, I mean, I'm like, man, you just look different. But it's a whole nother little situation. It's like, oh, all that cussing me out and all that, you know, you ain't doing that now. Like, what's all that? When you see me, you go smack me and shake your finger. Oh, you know. That's just Facebook, but, you know, now that I see you in person, guys, it's a whole nother situation, and I might like what I see. Oh, hold on, we're going to hold you accountable to what you said first, then we can get over here to the other. But I've had this happen to me a few times. Let me bring in, no, go ahead. Man, this chick said in the Kevin Samuel interview, shout out to the Godfather, Kevin Samuel. This chick said that at least 6 months, he need to pay. Oh, wait, hold on. Dwayne didn't even say this. I'm going to bring Dwayne in a minute. He didn't even say this, though. Okay, at least for 6 months, he need to pay her all her bills, keep her in the house, the nice house, the car. But guess what? Check this out, John. She with another nigga. And he in there living with her, too, and he driving the nigga's car all day. Oh, she with another nigga. Let me bring Dwayne in. Speak on it, Dwayne. Hey, you muted. Wait. Right, she got a child. So he paying for her, a nigga, and the kid. Right, that don't make no sense. Oh, why? sponsor. But what is that called, though, Dwayne? Is that like the new form of picking up hoes and prostitutes? Yeah, I'm picking up a sponsor now. I mean, I'm going to be her sponsor. I'm not her pimp no more. Palimony. Wait, I forgot about that. Palimony. She said that she deserved palimony. And what Kevin told her was that, okay, he's like, out of all the 50 states, only one state. He didn't name what state it is, because I would love to know what that state. But he's the only one state honors palimony. He said all the other states left. They're like, are you kidding me? You weren't even married to this man, but you entitled to all of his riches that he got? And there is, and them stars they super for, they do not qualify for those stars that they super for. Hey, let me get this call. Let me get this call and get D up in there. All right, go ahead, D.
Hey man, what's up, Wayne? Good to see you, Wayne, my buddy. Hey man, I'm gonna do like James Brown. I'm gonna hit it and quit. Now listen. Listen, man, the chick that was doing that interview, I told these young guys that they cutting that weed, man. They cutting that weed with some of everything. Now, the chick that did the interview, she had to be on something to honestly bring it out of her mouth that her ex-man is supposed to take care of her new man. Her lifestyle, the kid lifestyle. Now, I know pimping ain't easy, but dang, she trying to get her ex-man to take care of another dude while he's plunging his ex-woman. What kind of stuff is that? Hey, man, I mean, you know, I've been around for 300 years, and I'm telling you, man, I ain't never heard nothing like that. And believe me, when I was traveling with the band on the road, I did some good stuff. I mean, I'm talking about the good, good dope stuff. But I'm telling you, man, I ain't never ran into nothing like that where she feel obligated for this man to keep her lifestyle going while another dude is driving his car he paying on, plunging his ex-woman, spanking his ex-kid. Come on, man. Oh, well, I guess that's the difference between being a dinosaur and living in the lifestyle of the millennium. Hey, man, man, that is real crazy. Hey, when you get a chance, send me that link, man, because I like to see that complete interview, man, because she's definitely off on something.
Yeah, I want to get that. I want to see that whole interview. And also, D, now you said the state of California, they honor palimony?
Yeah, California, you can walk, California, they honor palimony. You can be with them for XYZ years, and whether you're married or not, you can do like Eddie Murphy said in the movie, me won't have, me won't have. That's why so many people, that's why so many people in Cali right now has got their attorneys running around with that little paper called, what do they call it? Prenup. You ain't bringing, look, you getting out of the strip joint making $600 a week. I'm making $15 million a year. You coming in and you going to get half of my $15 million when you barely getting singles for stripping? Get out of here. Now,
wow.
Wait a minute. I don't want the women to think I'm being a chauvinistic pig. I'm just kicking reality. You ain't bringing nothing in here. You ain't taking nothing out. It's just that simple, man.
Man, you know, it's kind of like what Kanye West said, you know. We won't prenup. We won't prenup. She got one of your kids for 18 years. We won't prenup. I ain't saying
so,
nigga, but she ain't messing with no bro.
Well, I hope he thought about that when he got with Kim Kardashian, because she's picking his pocket now that she's a lawyer. She ran up in him like a proctologist. He think he going to knock her down like Ray J. Ray J hit it and quit. He done messed around and hit it and fell in it, and now he's going to pay the penalty.
Wait. Kim is already a lawyer. I thought she just started last year. How is she a lawyer already?
Kim is a practicing attorney. She is a lawyer. Some states you don't have to take the bar exam. Some states, if you got a nice little rump shaker, you can get your attorney license without even spending 10 or 12 years in college.
You see how flawed the system is just because you got a nice edge. Come on, man.
Now, see, a lot of people think I just dog walk women, but I just speak reality. Here she is, made a porn movie with Ray J, right? Now, we're talking about being mature. We're talking about being mature. She made a porn movie with
Ray J.
Kanye going to come out and show he's a better man than Ray J. Married the woman because his mind was not mature. She got a couple of tax-deductible items by Kanye, which may be somebody else's because they never took a DNA.
She
done picked up something else. Went out here, waited till she got with Kanye before she decided she wanted to be an attorney. So now she's an attorney. Chris and Kim is going to pick his pocket clean. He might have used to be worth $1 million, but now he's getting ready to start hustling aluminum cans because he needs to sell a rap song real quick.
Hopefully I get him on the show because he ain't gonna be big time no more if Kim pick his pockets like that. Hey, you got the game on, Dwayne? Okay, because what I'm saying. I ain't gonna hold too long because I want to get to the game too. But I'll let y'all go on finish wrapping up, saying what y'all got to say. What's up? Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, they need to close them out. Yeah, you can go ahead. I mean, if you got something else, y'all gonna wrap up and do final thoughts or whatever. I'll let y'all roll about another good 10 minutes, and we're gonna get up out of here. Right. Right. That's what's up, GIB. Man, let me ask y'all real quick. Man, what y'all think about CP3, man, going to the finals? What'd you say, John? Yeah, man, I'm happy for him, man. 16 years he's been in the league. He finally get his shot again. And I feel the same about James Harden, because James Harden got his shot almost 10 years ago, and they could not get past LeBron. They was trying to get past LeBron, but LeBron, he was too hot off in his prime, and I think he just got to Miami. And so they was boys, them boys in Miami was clowning. almost all they starting lineup was just clowning off the bench, clowning. Because D-Rose did play Miami before the end, yeah, for the conference. Oh, man. Wasn't Noah on the Bulls squad? Oh, Joe Kim, yeah, Noah, yeah. I remember, yeah, they and the Bulls, I mean, after Jordan left, the Bulls did have down through the years. They had some all players. What's the one dude? Elton Brand. Whatever happened to him? Oh, that's what's up. Okay, yeah, Elton Brand, he was like the next one that came after Jordan that really did good with the squad. But, yeah. Well, all right, man. Any final thought, Dwayne? I think your volume is cut off. Yeah. Appreciate it. All right, appreciate it, Dwayne. Appreciate it, Big John, man. I'm going to go on and close this thing out, man. Y'all have a good one. I'm going to close this thing out. Man, so tonight, yeah, tonight was great. Great topic. It was kind of one of those situations where I'm like, man, I don't know. It seemed like them nights were like, I know I'm about to tackle this tough one, that old Bill Cosby case. It's a post I posted up on my storyline. I got the most people watching that post. I mean, the most people I've ever had to watch a post since the beginning. I mean, I ain't going to say it since the beginning, but it's out of all the posts I've put on my storyline, this post got a huge number. I'm about to look right now and see how many right now, wow, 195 people that viewed this post on my storyline. That's a lot of people. And I want to say, that, you know, we had to talk about the situation. You know, we had to deal with the facts. And once again, I said, you know, my heart and prayers go out to those men and women that have been violated sexually like that. Because we know that's not no joking or playful matter. So, you know, my heart and prayers goes out to you. But for the ones that's out here lying, the ones that out here that's not keeping it real, they just want to put some shit on somebody's name for money. I mean, I pray that everything evil comes your way, because that is totally wrong. The topic, are you mature enough? Man, we just barely scaled the surface. We didn't even go deep on that. We just scaled the surface. But of course, at some point, we're going to probably come back to it, because, you know, maturity is deep in and of itself. It talk about what you must do in a relationship. It's work. Number one, it's work. Maturity is work. And if you're not ready to put the work in, then what's up? Hello? That's the question. Are you ready to put the work in? If you can answer that and say, yes, you are, that's what's up right there. Also, when it comes down to communication. Everybody listen. Why do you have two of these and one of this? Think about it. Why did God give you two and one? Two and one. Two and one. Why did God give you that? Well, you busy before you speak. And I understand that, again, everything don't have to be seen. I know grass is green. I know the sky is blue. I know that. Now, when you get mad, you know, you can get philosophical. Yeah, well, technically, the sky is not blue. It's an inflection. Okay, I know that as well. So you don't have to tell me. Let's be mindful of that. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, have a great weekend. Be safe. Enjoy your holiday. Don't do silly stuff, okay? Watch your surroundings. You're going to carry a gun, like what John talked about with the gun. You're going to carry a gun? Don't let nobody know you got it. Because if somebody else no good want to do something, you're going to be the first one to attack. If you'd like to donate, the Cash App is right up under me, rolling at the bottom of the screen. Rolling at the bottom of the screen. Anything you give, $1, $2, that's hey, to help this podcast, to help this mission, to help this effort. Greatly appreciate it. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe to our Facebook page. Please join us on our Facebook page too at BZNZ Talk. Also subscribe to our YouTube page, BZNZ Talk. We would love to have you. I appreciate you. I certainly appreciate your generosity and your support. Without further ado, peace, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you in 7 nights.